589 Tower, proceed on Alpha Taxiway to transit line.
It's a busy day at the Lemoore Naval Air Station in Kings County. Pilots flying FA-18 Super Hornets are practicing touch-and-go exercises on a runway that's painted to look like an aircraft carrier. But unlike those ships at sea, these runways are surrounded by miles and miles of farmland. It's this remote location that makes Lemoore a perfect place for training fighter pilots. But all this land does present a problem, especially in a drought.
Runway 32 left from Elisota Hotel.
201, proceeding.
In a normal year, Central Valley farmers grow crops like cotton and alfalfa on 12,000 acres of Navy-owned land surrounding these runways. But this year, nearly 80% of those fields could be little more than bare ground, thanks to the drought. And that's creating problems for people like airfield manager Mark Stack, because jets and helicopters aren't the only birds that fill these skies.
The potential for an increase in bird strike exists and typically happens during these increased drought years.
Bird strikes are a big issue at Lemoore. They're the reason the Navy leases this land to farmers, because empty fields attract large birds of prey, which come to feast on rodents.
The birds tend to show up because the prey base increases, like the squirrels.
In 2013, when about 34% of these fields went unfarmed, the base saw 43 bird strikes. Stack suspects that number will grow this year. And according to Navy pilot and executive officer Joe Guerin, those birds can do serious damage.
3 weeks ago, we had a large bird hit the nose of the fuel tank that hangs underneath the airplane and bounced off of that into the left motor and completely disintegrated on the side of the intake and then went down the engine. There was blood all over the side of the airplane.
While there hasn't been a crash caused by a bird strike at the base, Stack says the concern is real.
So if we can have a good water supply, they can grow the crops that are necessary to keep those prey-based animals at bay, then the predators or the raptors typically stay away.
While standing near their runway, Stack spots the base biologist trapping a bird using a mouse as bait.
Where's the bird? Can we look at it?
Nate Lang is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He spends his week driving around the base on the prowl for birds of prey. Today, he's trapped a red-tailed hawk.
Yeah, I just caught it about 5 minutes ago. This one here, he was very aggressive. He was on it in maybe 1 minute.
Lang calls himself a red-tailed hawk trapping expert.
We do catch some American kestrels. Haven't had too much luck with other species that are around here. There's ferruginous hawks and Swainson's hawks. But for whatever reason, the red-tails are more susceptible to my trapping.
He's caught around 100 hawks in his 3 years at the base. Once he catches a hawk, he tags it and then relocates the raptor as far as 100 miles away. Lang expects to have a busy year. In our short drive around the base, we saw at least 10 hawks.
Fallowing farm fields would increase the prey base, the squirrels, you know, the mice that these raptors are feeding on, and it would attract them to the area. So we're definitely hoping that we can maintain some of this farmed land, especially adjacent to the airfield.
While trapping birds can help keep pilots safe, Stack says the best solution to the problem is green farmland, but that only comes with rain.
It's going to be a bad summer and fall without question, so we hope that the recent rains that we've had over the past couple days can continue.
Until then, Stack and his crew will do their best to keep their Super Hornets in the sky and keep those other birds grounded. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.